Section 3. Transition in the Towns. As you read, look for how the growth of towns led to the expansion of churches, the new schools and colleges established in the state, advancements in technology, banking, and journalism, and the following terms, graded school and normal school. Life in North Carolina began to take on a more urban character as towns grew after Reconstruction. Not only were there more stores, but towns all began to offer a greater variety of goods, services, and activities once the railroads ensured people new ways to make a living. By 1883, for example, Concord residents could eat wheat grown in Kansas and pork cured in Cincinnati. Many of the goods sold in Greensboro stores originated in wholesale warehouses in Baltimore, Maryland. More and more people began to go to church as the towns grew. In many cases, older churches outgrew their sanctuaries and needed new buildings. By the 1890s, most downtowns were surrounded by a half dozen churches. These included the always popular Baptist and Methodist churches for whites and the African Methodist Episcopal and AME Zion churches for African Americans. In the mill villages near the factories, the downtown churches started chapels that grew into sizable congregations. In all these churches, Sunday schools were started. Forest Hill Methodist Church in the Odell Cotton Mill Village in Concord had the largest Sunday school in the state during the 1890s. New schools and colleges. A new form of education, the graded school, was introduced in the towns. Graded schools required students to pass certain tests before proceeding on to the next step or grade. Charlotte had the first graded school in the state in 1882. Winston had the same sort of school by 1884. In most cases, the start of a graded school for white children also resulted in the construction of a similar but separate school for black children. Black children went to one in Winston in 1887. Higher education became part of town life. Most of the state's first colleges, like Wake Forest and Davidson, were located in their own little villages before the Civil War. After Reconstruction, this changed as new schools were established in the new towns. The state expanded its public education offerings. To provide industrial education, the state opened the North Carolina College of Agricultural and Mechanical Arts in Raleigh in 1889. The school, today known as North Carolina State University, was originally for white men only. Each student received technical training, and all students had military training. Because women were increasingly teaching in the new graded schools, the North Carolina Normal and Industrial School, now the University of North Carolina at Greensboro, was started in 1891. A normal school was a teacher training institution. Churches also started colleges in town during the period. The Methodists moved Trinity College to Durham. The Lutherans started Lenore, later hyphenating it with Rhine, in Hickory, and the Baptist Female University, now Meredith College, opened in Raleigh. African-American colleges grew after Reconstruction as well, with state normal schools developed in Fayetteville, Elizabeth City, Franklinton, and Plymouth. In 1891, as the higher grades of the industrial life were spreading, the state established North Carolina Agricultural and Mechanical College for the Colored Race, now North Carolina A&T University, in Greensboro. By the 1890s, Shaw University in Raleigh was well established, with handsome and capacious buildings that included medical, pharmaceutical, and law schools. Nearby was St. Augustine's Normal School. Other African-American colleges of the day included Livingstone in Salisbury, Biddle in Charlotte, and Slater Industrial Institute in Winston. Slater would later be named Winston-Salem State University, and Biddle would be renamed Johnson C. Smith. New technologies and ideas. North Carolinians not only learned about the new ways of industry in school, they also introduced new technologies in most of their towns. Not long after the telephone was invented, a store in Winston had one that connected it directly to the train depot. Both Charlotte and Winston got their first electric streetlights in 1887. Winston had an electric streetcar by 1890. Charlotte had its own 3 years later. North Carolinians also adopted a new type of bank. During the Civil War, the United States Congress started a new national banking system to provide a better supply of currency. Charlotte interests started the Commercial National Bank, an ancestor of what became Bank of America, at the end of Reconstruction. In 1879, Moravian families started Wachovia National Bank in Winston. Because so many new stores could advertise, daily newspapers became fixtures in the larger towns. The Charlotte Observer was first issued in 1869, went broke in the 1880s, then was revived in the 1890s. In 1880, two dailies in Raleigh were merged to create the News and Observer. The daily newspapers, in particular, encouraged new industry. For example, they promoted cotton mill campaigns to get local investment for new ventures. The editors claimed that new factories meant more jobs for the increasing numbers of farmers who had left the land and moved to town. In fact, by the early 1890s, a crisis had developed out in the country. North Carolina farmers were as broke and disadvantaged as their ancestors had been back before the coming of the railroads.